4 CPA Mobile. RJN, what's up, buddy? How are you doing this morning? Heard you, but I was on a phone call and had to deal with that silliness. But anyway, so what are you up to today? Headed to the sports club, play some tennis. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, that's a real shocker. I'm seriously considering getting productive here at the moment and actually doing something. But I've got to work up the motivation for that, and I haven't gotten there yet. Sometimes working up the motivation is the hardest part. at least for me, if I can get up and get moving, I can usually stay moving, but it's just the getting up part, you know? So, I'd just rather sit there and do nothing, which is totally pathetic on my part, because I'm certainly able-bodied to, you know, do stuff, and, so anyway.
Dog didn't want to let me out of bed this morning, so she was laying half on top of me and decided she didn't want to get up either. Lazy animals.
I tell you, if I had an animal waking me up in bed, it'd probably wind up splattered against the wall. I love dogs, but I don't want them waking me up.
This dog, you have to sweet talk out of bed and get her to get up and get moving. The only way to get her out of bed is promise her breakfast.
Sounds like a spoiled dog to me. Well, my theory is put the food out there, and when they get hungry, they'll eat it.
This dog will eat it whether she's hungry or not. I think she was food insecure for a good portion of her life. If there's food around, she wants it.
My dog eats the food like there's 10 dogs standing around the bowl, you know, just waiting for an opening. And, I mean, she chokes herself sometimes, gobbling it down, not chewing it. And I don't know why she does that. I mean, she's got all the time in the world. There's no other animal in the house. But, you know, some dogs are kind of protective of their food. You reach down for it and they'll growl. I've gotten down on the floor and gotten within it like an inch of her food and acted like I was going to eat it. And she just stands there and looks at me.
My dog gobbles it down like it's the last meal she's ever going to get. That, which, considering what little I know of her history, I kind of understand. But she's been here long enough. She has slowed down somewhat. She used to be able to empty out the bowl almost before I could get done pouring it in there. And she slowed down a little bit. I can actually fill up her food bowl and make it upstairs before she's done.
This. Why do dogs turn round and round and round and round before they sit down?
No idea. But if she does that down here on her little bed, she'll turn around, scratch the blanket, and push it around and stick her nose underneath it and turn around half a dozen times and finally lay down. When she comes up to bed in the evening, she does the same thing on the bed. And it's like, dog, just settle down and lay down, will you?
There's only weighs about 11 pounds, and I would let her sleep with us, but she has to get up about every hour or so and shake, and then she does the turnaround thing. And we counted 14 turnarounds one time, and then sometimes she'll be turning around clockwise, and she'll sit down, and then she'll stand back up, and then she'll turn around counterclockwise several times and then sit down. And so I'm just sit down, dog, you know, it's the same spot, sit down.
Trying to align herself with the Earth's magnetic pole or something, I don't know, the dogs are crazy.
MacGyver said that dogs point north when they're doing their business, and I have found that not to be true. My dog is like a broken compass. she turns around and around. So anyway, that theory doesn't work on my dog.
So if MacGyver says it must be true, it's kind of like, you know, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Seeing stuff on the internet's not true all of this time I've been reading. What about Facebook? Tell me it's not true.
Thing you see on Facebook is, you know, the gospel truth, you know that.
Okay, well, here I go up the big hill to Beacon Hill. Climbing the big hill in sixth gear, turning about 1,000 RPMs in sixth gear. This thing's got some torque, I tell you. Now, I couldn't accelerate, but it's amazing. This car really got some torque.
My little Jeep, pretty good torque. I could take off from a dead stop going up a hill in second gear and get it to go, but the newer Jeep's got fair amount of torque, but not what that little Jeep had. Of course, the newer one's, you know, a four door, and the other one is a little two door, so it weighs a little bit more, but it's still got a decent amount of torque to it.
I have an old Jeep Quadratrac. It was a '79. Do you remember what those looked like? Those were the big Jeeps. I mean, big. They made the Jeep Cherokee they make now look like a man.
Square headlight Jeeps, were they?
Put them in the pickup, but not the Quadratrac. But this thing had a Chrysler motor. I can't think of the cubic inch. It was did Chrysler make a 360? It was a big engine. And somebody had put a high-rise intake on it and a different carburetor, and I never could get it to run right. I think it probably had a vacuum leak, but I just didn't want to work on it that hard. But, man, would it go in the snow. I drove it thing, and I've driven it in 18 inches of snow. Had to go up to see a church member in the VA hospital. He was having open heart surgery. And I was going up the big hill there on 25 at 6% grade, going up to the state line. And I got about halfway up, and literally, it's like somebody just drew a line across the road, and boom, I bumped up onto 4 inches of snow. And as I went north, it got deeper and deeper. And finally, the total was 18 inches. And that thing went through that snow like it was nothing.
Well, I've never actually tried driving snow that deep, but that does not surprise me necessarily.
It's a big Jeep. It's heavy, and had a lot of weight over the rear end as well as the front, and it was a two door, and it didn't have any windows in the, like you're sitting in the back seat. Well, you have some little windows. They're about 13 inch wide, and little pop out windows. And then, of course, it had a roll. pass down before you have the tailgate. And close the glass. You close the tailgate with the glass up. You broke it. Which my daughter did for me one time. I had the glass up just enough. And she didn't know, and so she was gonna, you know, help Daddy, and she closed the tailgate, and of course the glass shattered and scared her to death because it makes a loud noise, and that was a $75 piece of glass too, but I had to get one out of a junkyard. Yeah, well, you know, stuff happens. Anyway. I'm going to have to get motivated here and go do something before it gets too terrible hot out there. I got a tree limb I got to cut down and a few other things outside. So I'm back on out of here. You have a good time at tennis and try not to break anything. Racket. Okay. Well, man, they're busy. A lot of cars here. So anyway, I'm gonna try to find some place to park my pony and get out there and see what I can do. Alright, well, I hope you find that motivation, and I'll say 73 has enjoyed it. You take care, John. Have a good day. KB4CBA is clear. Brother, and for RJN, I am clear.